Hey y'all, welcome to a special Thanksgiving edition of the Greg Brownville Dimension. I am in Pumpkin Bend, Arkansas for Thanksgiving. That's my home hamlet in the Delta. And I wanted to talk a little bit about Pumpkin Bend style duckin' dressing. So where I grew up here in the Delta, we don't do stuffing. Never heard about stuffing growing up. We have dressing on Thanksgiving. Some people do turkey and dressing. My mama does chicken and dressing and candied yams. That's kind of the center of the core of the Thanksgiving feast. But some people do duck and dressing. My grandma used to do it. And I probably did eat her duck and dressing several times, but I didn't know I was eating duck and dressing. I probably thought it was chicken dressing or just didn't think about it. And a lady named Virginia Shadwick used to bring duck and dressing to the church potlucks. And I probably ate it there, but I didn't know for sure that I was eating it. And since then, I've heard people talk about it. And it's something about the phrase. As y'all know, I am super into language, and a lot of my interests start with some phrase or a word or a phrase that I'm drawn to. And duck and dressing is one of those phrases that I like. And it made something about the phrase, the thought of it, made me want to try duck and dressing. And I actually got to try it this weekend. As I say, I may have eaten it, probably have eaten it many times before, but just didn't know. But this weekend, I know good and well, I tasted duck and dressing. Courtesy, the generosity of my friends, Dale and Rod Kidwell, who live in McCrory, Arkansas, 7 or 8 miles from Pumpkin Bend. Ducks are very important in this part of the world. This is probably the best duck hunting in the world, the Arkansas Delta. And the duck is almost like a totem animal of the people of this region. People like to eat duck. I grew up eating duck. And Dale said something about the experience of eating duck that really hit home with me.
I have never eaten a duck that I didn't get some buckshot. Without fail.
Now here we're talking about eating wild duck that somebody has hunted and killed. The buckshot from the gun is in the duck meat and you bite into it while you're eating the duck. And that's an experience that people grew up eating wild duck all had and we'll talk about from time to time. My brother and I will bring that up in conversation anytime we discuss our memories of eating wild duck. Well, while I was over at Rod and Dale's house, she brought out some duck and dressing and let me try it, and it was delicious. The duck fat is particularly rich, and it gives it a special flavor. I recorded my conversation with Rod and Dale, and I'd like to share it with y'all. So here they are, Rod and Dale Kidwell, a married couple, two children of the Delta, thinking back on Thanksgiving's past and looking forward with anticipation to the following day. We recorded this on Wednesday night, Thanksgiving Eve.
Well, I grew up in Tupelo, right up the road, and grew up just about a mile west of the Cache River.
I was born and raised in Ashley County, and we lived in the Delta part of Ashley County, and 4 miles from the Louisiana line, and the place was a sportsman's paradise. I mean, they had the bayou. We had Lake Enterprise. We had these areas of timber, huge thousands of acres of timber that had not been cut, at least not in recent history. And it would naturally flood. So duck hunting, squirrel hunting, coon hunting, deer hunting, and fishing, and gigging frogs, and everything was just a part of life. So, heck, we ate wild game for supper and lunch as often as we did stuff that came from the grocery store. And Mom, she had a way of fixing duck and dressing, I associate it with late fall and winter, around Christmas, New Year's. It was didn't have very large freezers back then, and so you couldn't put up a lot. You just kind of ate it when you killed it. And she just didn't cut up the body of the duck. She just trimmed it up so that and cleaned it up. And then she would just bake it in a large pan full of dressing. She just put the body of the duck right there in the middle. And it looks like one of those commercials that you see at Thanksgiving or at Christmas when they have a huge turkey, just a whole turkey. Well, that's the way her duck looked. And I remember the color of those ducks. It's dark meat. And it would,
But not like a chicken leg dark meat. I mean, it's like...
No, it's dark in
color. It's like as dark as your beard.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
It sometimes did not look really appetizing, but because it was so dark. Mm-hmm. And it was... but it smelled like duck, and duck was supposed to be a good thing. And as I learned to eat it and love it, and... it was just a wonderful thing to get a big portion of that dressing, and then mom or dad would slice off a slice of that duck breast, and that was delicious. If I hadn't eaten duck in 50 years, I would recognize that smell, and I'd be drawn to it.
Dale hadn't always made duck and dressing, but she had access to wild ducks because she was friends with hunters. And a close friend of hers named Gwen suggested to her that she ought to use duck fat in her dressing. So Dale thought, well, let me see. So she took a duck and boiled it down with a little bit of water and a whole stick of butter, and created what she calls drippings, or duck broth, and that's what she uses in her dressing.
In the house, when she's doing it, if you like duck, the house will make your mouth water if you like duck. But it has this strong, like a strong flavor, and a strong... it's not strong, it's rich. That's a better word for it. And it certainly gives her dressing the right kind of taste. It's not so refined. There's just a touch of country and hunter and farmer and everything else mm-hmm. in it.
But we kind of have a thing about it. When we start prepping it, when I start getting everything together for the dressing, it's kind of a thing that he and I do. We taste it together. And does it need more of this? Does it need more of that? It's just kind of a thing we do.
And here's a cool part of the story. The very day that I visited with Dale and Rod, Dale had just found out that very day that there's something of a lineage in her family spanning three generations of women around traditions of cooking duck.
My mom's baby brother called me today. Uncle Doug will be 80 in a couple of weeks. And we were talking about Thanksgiving, and he said, your mom made the best duck and dressing I've ever eaten. So I guess maybe genetically got a little bit of it from her. And Hannah
is Dale's daughter.
was, Hannah went to Arkansas Tech. And I went up there one weekend for some reason. And she said, well, Mom, I was thinking about us going out to eat, but I fixed some duck with bacon wrapped around it. Little duck strips, bacon wrapped around it, grilled it. And then she and her girlfriends were going to go bowling or something. She said, come go with us. I said, I don't think so. I'll just stay here. Y'all won't be gone that long. And so anyway, knock on the door of the apartment, answer the door. Guy standing there, young man. And he said, is Hannah here? And I said, no, she went bowling. And he said, are you her mama? And I said, yes, I am. He said, is there any duck left? Because I heard she was cooking it. I said, yeah, come on in. And this guy, he comes in and he said, I won't eat all the rest of it, but I heard she was cooking it.
Well, I feel very grateful this year to have been able to spend some time during Thanksgiving with my good friends Dale and Rod, and to have actually gotten the chance to taste Dale's delicious duck and dressing. When I think about Thanksgiving, I think about friends and family, and I also think about language. Phrases like muscadine jelly and candied yams, and of course, duck and dressing. I think a fitting conclusion to this episode would be these words from Rod.
There's just something about it that goes beyond the palate. It's something that when you smell duck, you're smelling winter woods and flooded timber, and
it's
the kind of people that gather together to hunt and enjoy one another. It's just it represents something highly social that is very evocative.